Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Small Business Week, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome the new GM with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. Aaron Martin is here. Good morning, Aaron.
Thank you for having me, Jamie.
Aaron, it's great to have you here. Again, congratulations, new GM with the Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. How's it going so far?
It's going great. Just learning our internal systems and getting to get all the different relationships down. That's probably going to take me a bit to get into, but it's been really great to meet everyone and see what's going on in the local community and how we can help.
Oh, nice. Well, again, congratulations on that. That's fantastic. So good to have you here. Let's get right into it. It's Small Business Week as we celebrate to small business. And when we do that, we often think local. What would you like to spotlight with Small Business Week or have people think about?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's something I think we should always be thinking about, ultimately. But small business is the backbone of our economy, I would like to think. For every dollar that's spent with small business, I think around 66 cents stays in our local community. So it's really, really important. You know, these small businesses are run by your neighbors, by your friends and family. It puts their kids through schools, pays for their skates, for hockey practice, everything along those lines. So it's really important for us to support local and keep our local economy thriving that way.
And there you go. It's Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. They've got some great posts on their Facebook page, like small business equals big job creators, which is something maybe people don't think about.
Job creation, I do believe it's around 50 to 60% of new jobs were created by small businesses in Ontario as well. So just thinking about that stat, it's quite impressive for small businesses to be providing that many jobs for our local economy.
Fantastic. And again, Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce, when you think about small business, the chamber is really here to support small business.
Absolutely. We want to essentially, you're not going to the government just by yourself. You're going with all the other businesses that are in the membership itself. So we want to advocate on their behalf. We want to be that squeaky wheel because a lot of times small businesses don't have the time or resources to constantly go up and bring that up to government or any items like that. So we want to be that voice for them and continue to see them grow and succeed.
And again, it's Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. We'll share all the details about Small Business Week with some interesting stats, like small businesses employ 68.9% of the total private labor force in Canada, which is a pretty amazing stat right there.
Higher than what I even stated there. Yeah, so
it's just incredible. But again, when we think of Small Business Week, we're thinking of Stratford and area, as it's Stratford and area District Chamber of Commerce. And you really have focused it at spotlighting local and supporting local because every dollar makes a difference. We think of the big box stores or the big chains, but when we're talking small business, it makes such a difference locally.
Absolutely. That's what these people rely on, and that's what keeps their lights on. So you going in and frequenting them, it's a great way for them to serve you and get the best service possible as well. So it's a win-win scenario, ultimately.
There you go. Again, with Aaron Martin, new GM with the Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. And I know you've been hitting the ground running here. You had a recent get-together with Mayor Al Strafty, is that right?
Yes, yeah, that was down in St. Mary's. Great conversation with him and connecting with them. And then it's a great way for local business or anyone that's in the community to engage with them. Then we also did a business and government roundtable with John Nader, Matthew Ray, and Mayor Martin Ritzma.
Yes, exactly. And how did that go? That looked very interesting. You had some very interesting players as part of that.
Yeah, it was a great engagement. We had a ton of questions come out, so many that we couldn't have them all asked. So we're definitely going to have to do that again soon. And I think it's a great way to have all different levels of government in the room. So that way, it's something that they can talk on and they can't just say, well, that's another part of the government's problem, and then you don't get a full answer on it. So, which is the case sometimes, but that way we can continue that conversation. You get the full answer and the full view. So yeah, it's a great way for people to engage with their local representatives.
And that's what I like with the Chamber of Commerce. It keeps the conversation going with things like that. And there's also, we got to mention, there's more get-togethers happening. Is there a business after 5 today?
There is.
Nice.
Penrose in St. Mary's. So I know we have quite a bit of people going out to that, which is great to see. I think a lot of people want to snoop and see that new construction going on. So that's now finished, I should say.
And again, with a business after 5, with more of these conversations with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce, reach out and be a member or find out some details. What's the best way?
Online or calling us up. We always have someone on the phone. And if not, we're always checking our voicemail or reach out to me, manager@stratfordchamber.com.
Perfect. Aaron Martin, new GM with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. Again, congratulations as we celebrate Small Business Week. Aaron, we'll have to chat again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.